I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show. Drivers, if you've heard the name Daseke, and I'm sure you have, you know that it's a much larger and ever-growing footprint in the trucking industry. And joining us right now is the president of Daseke, Scott Wheeler. Scott, welcome. How are you?
Oh, terrific. Thanks for having me, Eric.
I'm guessing with the last name Wheeler, you had to be involved in trucking at some point, right?
Sooner or later, I had to get there. And so it's so funny when I walk up to some place and they say, "What's your name?" I say, "It's Wheeler," like an 18-wheeler, and everybody knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we want to start by thanking Daseke for being our premier carrier sponsor for the Million Mile Club. Our Million Mile Club has gone on for many, many years, and we know that at Daseke that safety is everything, and so we thank you for being our sponsor.
It is absolutely our pleasure, and we're really thrilled to honor the Million Mile Driver. It's a big part of what we like to have as part of our culture, and we celebrate inside our company very much the Million Mile Drivers, and we want to not just recognize them inside our company, but in the industry as a whole,
yeah.
And we really appreciate the dedication and the professionalism it takes to achieve that. It's spectacular. So we're really happy to participate.
Well, thank you so much for that. And let's talk about, wow, talk about some growth over the last, just over the last year alone. Daseke, ever-growing portfolio of companies here.
I would say we've been busy. So we've essentially doubled in size in that 18-month period of time that you're discussing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we continue to believe that we have lots of opportunities for growth, and we're always looking for ways to grow and great team members to join us. And we think that in the industries that we serve, which are, you know, we're in the flatbed and specialized trucking, so think about heavy industrial product.
Sure.
And there is a really need for a true national, if not North American, carrier to provide services across the North American footprint. And there's in flatbed and specialized, there just hasn't been one before.
Right.
And so where there may be national carriers in the van side, that's pretty common, but it's just not common in ours. So we see continued opportunities to continue to consolidate and bring companies on. I think the difference with us is we still like that local touch and flavor.
Sure.
And it's really, you know, for both of our major customers. One is our shippers. It's
right.
One set of a customer. We like to look as our drivers and our teammates as customers as well, and not one size fits all, and they make chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry.
Sure.
And so we like keeping that local culture and that local management in place.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many benefits to the Daseke approach in terms of that portfolio, but the scale of that portfolio.
The scale is it's going to drive business to us just because we're big, and
right.
There's a lot of opportunities that are going to be made available to us that smaller opcos, smaller operating companies are just not going to see. But we like to think that for shippers, we can be an easy button where they can give it to us, and we'll
right.
find the right way to move it within Daseke. But for drivers too, I want to drive I-5. I like I-85.
Yeah, right.
I want to be home every night. I just want to drive a long way and get lots and lots of miles. I don't mind tarping. I want no tarp rate. Whatever it is they're looking for, somewhere in our system, there's a home for that driver. And
yeah.
And so we really like that diversification, or that diversity is really helps us.
Sure.
We think it helps our teammates as well.
Yeah, and helps to better serve your customers out there and get those jobs done. I mean, if you can you can get those drivers happy and in those lanes where they want to be, doing the types of loads they want to do, then ultimately you can find, as you mentioned earlier, you can find a way to move that freight that any customer out there needs to move.
We can, and we've got the equipment to do it.
Yeah.
So we can handle it ourselves as long as we've got the right truck in the right place at the right time. But we're a little different than most because we like both company drivers and owner-operators. We like them both and want to feel like that we have a great accommodation for both of those types of drivers. We're about 60% company drivers and about 40% owner-operators, which is a pretty nice blend for us, and we really like that.
Sure. Let's talk about right now the current state of the industry. Let's start with freight rates. Where are we? Is this a good time right now for rates? And what's driving that?
Well, Yes, it's a very good time for rates. And it's a little bit of the rates have been suppressed or depressed in kind of the 16, early 17 time frame. And so some of that's coming up off the bottom. But it's also there's a real difference in supply and demand out there. So there's a lot more demand for trucking services, and at least on the industrial side where we work, than there was just 2 years ago with a more finite supply. Even if it is just ELDs has taken some available hours for drivers to drive out of the marketplace, then that alone has constricted the supply of driver hours, because that's really what this is about, is how many hours can drivers drive or how many hours do drivers want to drive.
Sure.
And so that's part of the issue. And so there's just been a constriction of capacity. There's some natural aging of our workforce, and retirements and things like that. And so there's been a constriction of driver supply at the same time that demand is increasing. We see lots of demand increase in several of our categories, like steel, heavy equipment, many of our categories are really seeing a lot of demand from our shipper customers.
You touched on ELDs, the mandate in full effect now. Has this been a positive for the industry? Certainly it has come with its share of challenges. How has this affected the industry overall, do you think?
I think it has been less of an effect than you would notice, and largely because rates are so strong, it's covering up any of the effect that someone might have felt from lower hours of productivity.
Right.
And so there were all of these dire doom and gloom predictions that the ELDs were going to put a lot of people out of business, but really what happened was rates adjusted to accommodate that, and so people are still generally making the same net economics than they would have made before.
Yeah.
And so that rate environment had helped. Had we had a stable rate environment, I think you would have some real difficulty with some of the operators trying to make ends meet.
Sure. Let's talk about driver pay. What's the approach? I guess what is the thought behind how drivers are paid there under the Daseke brands?
Well, at Daseke, the answer to most questions like that is all of the above. So we have, like I said, we have a lot of different solutions for our drivers, but clearly driver pay and driver take-home pay has been increasing, as it should, and as we wish to. So we're going to our shippers, and we're asking for rate increases for many cases so that we can then pass a large measure of that on to our workforce who deserve to be compensated appropriately. We have a wide variety of everything from an owner-operator model that's a revenue share model. We have the traditional cents per mile kind of things. And in our business, accessorials can be a part of that. So accessorials means, do I have to tarp a load? Do I have to chain a load? Did I have excessive dwell time at a shipper or something like that? So that's a part of it. But we've frankly had a few very, what I think are innovative ways to approach driver compensation. But we find that, you know, you hear a lot about home time or respect, but we also think that one of the challenges that drivers face is the lack of consistent predictability of their weekly take-home pay. And so we have been trying very hard to find ways to level that out for the driver so that they can budget and they can know, you know,
get rid of the feast or famine.
Right. And so what we have gone to, in many cases, we had some minimum guaranteed pay. It was the first iteration. We tried it in one operation on the East Coast. But we've just started one in the Northwest, where it's a salary product.
Yeah.
And we're going to pay you a salary. And for so many years, the industry put the onus of productivity on the back of the individual driver. And we said, go get them.
Yeah.
And if you don't get it, it's your fault. And,
right. Yeah.
But then, wait. We're going to put ELDs in there. And wait. We're going to put a camera in your truck. And and all of this stuff that makes it more difficult for that driver to actually be in charge of their own productivity.
Right.
And so we're taking the approach that we, the company, needs to take the vast majority of that responsibility for productivity and make it available to our drivers so that they can maximize what they need to do. So that's not easily done, and it's not something for the faint of heart. But certainly we put a salary product in there that's essentially a minimum salary, and then if you hit certain mileages or things like that, there can be bonuses on top of that. It's been extremely successful. And we've tried that now. We're beginning a salary product and a second operation in the Northwest to make sure that we see how that works. So we're really excited about that because we just want to help take care of our people, and they want to take care of their families. And so if this is a way we can do that, we're happy to do it.
Wow. You know, flatbed is not an easy job. You guys know that more than or as much as any operation out there. Flatbedding can be a lot of work. The differences and challenges in flatbed. What's the Daske approach to those differences and all of that? Because I've always said if you're hauling flatbed, you're working for a living.
Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. And you're working for a living in Fargo in January and Houston in August.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah,
so we want to make sure that they've got the best equipment and they are continually focused on safety and keeping themselves safe. We want everybody home safely. We want the motoring public home safely. So I think our number one primary focus on flatbed is we know it's hard work, but it is the safety. And so new people coming in, we're going to look at some agility testing to make sure they really can do the work, and it's they're not going to injure themselves while they're doing it.
Sure.
So we always want to approach that. And then on the specialized side, that's specialized isn't a thing; it's a bunch of things.
Hmm.
But usually that means overdimensional something a little more technical, and that's really challenging for a lot of drivers. So a lot of our flatbed drivers love driving flatbed, but they aspire to start driving the more specialized freight. And
sure.
They find it more interesting and more challenging.
Right. You touched on it along the way here, but speak more about the synergy approach between the companies and Daske. How does that work and the benefit of all of that?
Yeah, and we approach it differently than most who would buy, when you would bring all these companies together. Our founder, Don Daske, likes to say most people like to just smash them together.
Mm.
And we don't believe in that. And,
right.
and we believe in fact, our mantra is we invest in people. And so we value those people. We want to keep those people. We don't want to lose any of those people.
Right.
And so we keep the local operating companies. But on a regular basis, we have data interchange so we can interchange freight in between our operating companies. We have some very interesting approaches where we try and bring all of the people from varying categories of operations into our headquarters once a quarter or once a year to talk about certain things. So our safety people will be in and we'll have a big meeting and then quarterly meetings, or our HR people or our equipment and maintenance people and all the kinds of things to make sure that we have the best practices. And we are because a lot of people know a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
a lot of people want to learn.
Right.
And so if we can just, instead of bringing in, pardon me, but instead of bringing in one more big shot to corporate to act like a big shot, or can we simply just mine the talent and knowledge we already have in our operating companies to teach and mentor and to learn, we find that works extremely well. So I would say in Daske, typically if there's a major topic and we have several operating companies, whatever number of operating companies we have, multiply that times three, and that's how many opinions we have on that subject.
Wow,
It's a bit of it's different that we want to get people's ideas on the table and try and glean the best ideas and then go about it, as opposed to just merely dictating from the top, this is how it's going to be. Now, I'm not afraid to do that. I don't mind doing it.
Right.
But I would just soon let's all make a great decision together.
Yeah, sure. Works for everybody.
Yep.
And you know, we started by mentioning and thanking Daske for being the sponsor of our Million Mile Club. But, you know, one of the things that has come out and that I've seen, make Daske your million mile home. And I think that goes a long ways, that one simple statement, because I think drivers would love in their mind to be able to do something like that. I think many drivers, if not most, aspire to find that million mile home.
They do, and we believe that. And I think if you'll notice, whether it's us or any other large trucking company, turnover is an issue, but the turnover is very much in the first 3, 6, 9 months.
Right.
And if somebody's been with you for a year and they really begin to understand you and know where they're going to drive and what kind of freight they're going to handle and how to feel confident with that freight, then it just turns into a much longer term involvement with both. And so we look for a lot of employee engagement. We want them to be focused on safety. We want them to learn from each other to try and glean the best. One of my favorite scenes, or well, a lot of times you see all drivers, they'll post on Twitter or Instagram when they're at a truck stop, and there'll be two or three different Daske trucks with two or three different brands parked next to each other. I just love seeing
that's
that.
Great. That's great. Yeah. It's just I love it. Drivers, if you want to learn more, they can go to the website, check it out there.
Yep.
And that website is?
The best thing if you want to drive with us is drivedaske.com.
Right.
And Daske's hard to spell.
Mm-hmm.
Eric, it's DASEKE.
There you go.
So drivedaske.com. And if they want to know just more about the company in general, they can go to daske.com, obviously.
Yeah. Scott Wheeler, thank you so much for making time for us here at the Great American Trucking Show. We know just by the numbers how busy you guys are at Daske. So kudos to all this great expansion. Kudos to building a great, what I think is an excellent business model for the industry. And we look forward to talking to you again soon. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Eric. We appreciate you. We appreciate Red Eye Radio, and we appreciate those million-mile drivers.